Thanks, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're with you till 11 o'clock. Patty takes over at 11. It is time to play the worst. This, of course, our segment where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. I mean, this is the best kind of, there's no better way to complain. 312-981-7200. Already getting texts and phone calls. We'll get to that in studio tonight. Claire Zuhlke. She is a writer, and she is also the producer and founder of Funny Haha at the Hideout. It's got a show tomorrow night. Claire, good to see you.
Hey, Justin, how are you?
What's on the show this time around?
Oh, well, I'm real excited. We have Steve Delahoy. It's going to show some amazing films. Carly Oishi from Misspoken. She's going to be there. Mark Geary from the Lincoln Lodge making his debut. Kim Bellwear from Huffington Post.
Kim was just on.
Yeah, so it'll be real fun. It's going to be people that are going to make you laugh and you want to hang out with afterwards.
Is that the tagline?
That's the unabridged tagline.
All right, good. Well, I believe every single one of those performers has been on a download in some form.
Okay.
That's really cool. Yeah. So, all right. Also joining us, main man Max Temkin.
Meeting with the Russian ambassador. I'm sorry. Ran a little late. Yeah.
You're just glad-handed. You're just talking.
This isn't under oath, is it?
No.
Okay,
of
good.
Course,
I don't want to
no.
perjure myself.
This whole show is off the record. WGN's off the record.
Thank God. Okay.
Good to see you, of course, from
Cards Against
Humanity. He's been on the program before. So I'm glad that you're both here to play the worst. The phones are lighting up. 312-981-7200 is the line, and we will get to everybody's. Tonight, we are playing for pizza.
Yes.
Sometimes it's the simplest. The gifts tonight are Lou Malnati's gift certificates, which, you know what? Hey, it's better than you don't have to go to a theater show. You don't have to go see the Rockettes. You don't have to get something that you've never you don't have to do anything. A pizza just comes to you.
Does it specify whether it's thin crust or deep dish?
Gift certificate, so I'm assuming it says find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online. So, yeah. It would be awesome if the fine print was like, no, it's one type of pizza.
And circular pizzas only.
It's the gluten-free. Yeah, the gluten-free. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's start the worst like we do every week with Pete Zimmerman. Pete!
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
Pictures of Hamilton playbills still mucking up my Facebook and Instagram feed.
Yes.
That is so true, right?
Yeah.
Why are they still doing that to me?
That's absolutely true. I feel like I see that every single day. Who's at Hamilton? Guess who's at Hamilton?
I've been thinking, we're seeing it in May, and I've already been thinking about like the clever way I'm going to indicate on social media that I saw Hamilton without using the marquee.
Yeah,
or
you have
the program.
To, yeah. What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about drawing the word Hamilton and taking a picture of it and saying, guess where I was tonight.
I would like to be the guy who – I would like to do a video where I do – like I lip sync from the show.
Oh.
Or dress up in a costume and do it. Not going to blow my shot. Can't take away my shot. 312-981-7200. Claire, what's the worst?
The worst is when the mail takes all day to get there and you're waiting for the mail and it comes and you forget that there's no good mail and you shouldn't have been excited about it in the first place.
It is true. Anyone who waits on the mail, I think there's a proverb, anyone who waits on the mail is waiting
there's
on
no,
you or something. I don't know what it is.
Mail waits for
the mail. Waits for no. You're absolutely right. I all the time I get the mail. I'm like, although I will say today I did my taxes. And I was the last second I went to like the mail area of my house and I was like, there's a lot of unopened garbage in there. And I started going through it looking just in case there was like a 1092 that I missed or something. And there was a handwritten card that said to Justin. I'm like, oh. And I opened it up and it was a friend of mine who was like their marriage announcement. They got married and there was a picture and I'm like, huh.
Now, I paid those last year, so I'm good, right?
Yeah, you're good on taxes?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're done. It's for the next year. So you're good for at least 2 years.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're all set. Okay. But, yeah, so sometimes I feel like the crappiness of the mail right now actually works against you in the way that there was a nice personal note sent to me, and I missed it.
Yeah.
It was from November or
so
something
cynical.
Like that.
You were so cynical. Yeah. Did you let them know that you got
it? I looked at it and went, huh. Well, there you go.
That's weird.
Max, what do you got? What's the worst, Max?
Well, I was trying to, you know, come up with. I was reading a lot of the backlog of the worst because, you know, I want to make a strong entry. It's my first time, so I'm going to come out strong. I'm going to say, you know, what's the worst?
What's the worst?
Capitalism. It's honestly a horrible system.
You're going big for the first
yeah,
worst.
Yeah, well, you know, where can you even start? But I think it's like easier for people to imagine the end of the world right now than the end of capitalism. And I mean, how do you even take it apart? It's like, well, what about wealth inequality? Horrible effect of capitalism. How do you ever dig out from that, right? The rich people, they get all the money, they get all the power, and they're going to set things up so that that continues.
Right.
Poor people, they can never dig out. Capitalism, man.
Let's go to Shelley. Shelley, what's the worst, Shelley?
What?
What's the worst?
I told you.
No, I know you told our producer. You got to tell us on the air.
Oh, I'm embarrassed.
No, that's okay. That's okay. What do you got?
But when I'm standing in the store, and someone in front of me smells.
That's it. You got it. When people stink.
Yep.
There you go. Thanks, Shelley. I went to Shelley because I saw that one, and I was like, that's a perfect balance to Max's really big thought, how do we dismantle capitalism, to Shelley. I hate it when people stink in front of me. So there's two kinds of
words. Do you still have Shelley?
No, I just let her go, yeah.
Okay.
Did you have questions?
I had follow-up questions.
Did you want to drill down?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, Justin, I actually have one for you.
All right, Rob,
you know what the worst
here,
is?
What do you got, buddy?
I'm going to piggyback on the woman who just called in. You know what the worst is that people under communism would not be able to get deodorant because everything's rationed.
That's right.
Hey, so listen, under capitalism, you can buy the deodorant.
You can go get.
But under communism, if it's toilet paper, it's toilet paper. If it's something else,
and
it's
something else. And it would be a specific brand. There'd only be one brand.
Right.
What if you like Secret and another guy likes... what are the other kinds? Old Fashioned.
Exactly. Old Spice.
Uncle Tom's.
Yeah. Yeah, like, don't get me wrong, too. Like, I don't want to live under communism, but, like, we got to come up with something better.
Yeah.
Like,
there needs to be a think tank.
This sucks.
I'm just teasing.
312-981-7200. From capitalism to people's body odor, it's the worst. Stay with us.
It's going down,
312-981-7200. It's the worst here on 720 WGN. Claire Zuehlke and Max Temkin in studio. They are our panel of judges. The prizes tonight, Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Let's go to Adam. Adam, what's the worst, buddy?
The worst is when you're driving and you think somebody's totally wasted or something weird's going on and you see they're just fully texting and like totally in a conversation. You're like, really?
Are they like swerving? When it's worse when you
see... Or they're in the left lane on the Eisenhower, and you're like, really, you're not exiting at Austin or Harlem. Just get over, and you're totally texting. And
Adam, you know what the problem is? Adam, this is Max. You know what the problem is? It's the capitalist wage system. It's that they can never escape work. You're constantly working, even when you're in the car.
I was going to say the capitalists, they can afford whatever phone, but under the communists, they really couldn't get it, or we could just control it so they wouldn't be able to do it.
Right. That's all. You know, when they get the self-driving cars, you know who's going to get those. It's not us. It's Peter Thiel.
Probably not.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Adam. All right. There you go. All right. Let's go to Harold. Harold, what's the worst, Harold?
Softcore porn. I mean, what is the point?
What's the point?
Agree.
You're
worried looking over your shoulder. Who's watching you? And for what?
Yeah. Maybe it's a bygone era. Maybe it's like where you had a little bit more teasing the sensual side, the story side of your brain.
It's the gentleman's pornography.
Yeah, gentleman's pornography. But that is a good one, Harold.
Yeah, I do.
Harold, I may have you on the short list for that one. That's a good one. Softcore porn. I appreciate that. Let's go to Stanley. Stanley, what's the worst, Stanley?
Justin.
Hey, buddy.
So I live in Wheaton, and we got this small little Starbucks, right?
Okay.
So you got to kind of wait in line on a busy day.
Okay.
And you get like halfway through the line, and someone lets one go. They let it go.
No, but that's not real. Nobody. Who's doing that in Wheaton at a Starbucks?
They very well do that, Justin. Let me tell you, that's a true story.
I don't think it's true.
They let one go, and it's like, do I just walk away, or do I just... Yeah. Take it, and whatever, and go for my caramel macchiato. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Stanley. That's a strong indictment of your Wheatonites.
That's like a Yelp review almost.
Yeah. Review of the Wheaton Starbucks.
Do you think that's your listeners who are crop dusting the Starbucks?
It's probably it's both crop dusting and calling in to complain about crop dusting. So okay. It's a little bit of both. Yeah. Okay. 312-981-7200. 708 says when you fill up your gas tank in the morning and when you come back home, the price dropped 20 cents a gallon. That's a steep drop, right? Although I think that happened to me the other day. I think it went the other way, where I actually filled up with something I thought was like a 230.
Mm-hmm.
And then everywhere I went, it was 280 after that. Like, I had a sense of like, oh, did I just beat the system?
So did you drive around extra that day?
I was like,
capitalism,
I had to preserve it.
Well, I think this speaks to the way that capitalism robs people of their dignity, because the only thing that the system can accept as progress is measurable in numbers. It's things that machines can do. That's not any kind of system to live in.
Yeah. Max Demkin, sucking the life out of the worst tonight. When we booked Max, you know, I should have had, there were red flags when all of the email he sent back was about 6 pages long. It was a manifesto. I was like, it's just a game. It's all right. Yeah, no, come on in. Come on in. All right. 708. You know what's the worst? People who back into parking spots.
Yes.
What are you about to rob a bank? Yeah, why do you need such a quick getaway?
They and on like the other, my other driving people are the people who don't signal. Like I'm so obsessed with
you
that I'm going to follow you. Just get over it and just do what you're supposed to do. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to follow you.
There's a sheer laziness. There's a specific kind of laziness to people who don't put their signal on. It's not that they forgot. It's just they're like, I am so zombied out. I don't even care.
I think they think they're being mysterious. That's what I think.
Mysterious. Texting in the left hand. Yeah, sure. All right. 312-981-7200. This is good stuff tonight. We got some good stuff. 773. This one's good for Martyr. We'll get to that when he's back out. 773 says the worst is when you slip a disc in your back. Ugh.
Yeah, that is.
Getting out of bed and now you're stuck walking with a cane.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be the worst. I will say in my limited gym this morning, and it was very limited, I did go to the machine. So I did a walking treadmill to sort of, you know, to convince myself I'm doing something.
Loosen up, yeah.
And like, I didn't even get to the time allotted. I think I was going for 30 minutes, but I got to 20. I'm like, I think I got it.
Yeah.
Right? This is all going to be repetitive. So then I go to the area where the weight machines are. And I grabbed the first one, which was like a chest press. And I like got the thing right. I feel right. And I reached back to grab it. And I like, there was a little pinch in the back. And I'm like, that's going to do it. I took the towel. I'm
call
like,
it back.
It's a good long day. Let's get back to the locker room.
Just set it up for you and knock it down.
The worst is me at the gym. So that's happening. All right. 312-981-7200. The worst, 773, still hearing about the screw up at the Oscars. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Don't you think that was on purpose? Because otherwise it'd just be a boring show. That's
probably
Pizzagate.
A good theory, yeah.
That's my theory.
I don't know. I will say this. The idea, when that happened, I went, And then it took me 10 seconds to go, I wonder what's on SportsCenter. Like, I was just I did not care about this. There was no shock value to it. I was just like, you know what? This is not for me. I'm not an Oscars guy. That's just my thing, though. So... the worst, the white crayon.
Yeah. It doesn't even work. I can attest to this. It doesn't even work on black paper. Like, you think you're like, finally, white crayon's going to come out. And then it doesn't even work. It is the worst.
That's my front runner.
It's worse than no crayon.
The white crayon. It's so true. There's very limited options for the white crayon.
I'd say limited to no.
Yeah, you're right. Because it has to be so stark and it never delivers.
Exactly.
Hmm.
White crayon and softcore porn.
White crayon, softcore porn, and capitalism.
Which really, when you think about the white crayon, it's just a metaphor for communism.
That's really Rob, I got a good one for you. 773. The worst is that Roger Badish bowls better than Rob Martyr.
Wow.
That's what the 773 says.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's not raising the bar too high now, is it?
847. This is one right before the news. Ready? The worst is when you're on your way home from work listening to the show and you get rear-ended one block from home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And then the driver takes off.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. Oh, That happened a couple weeks ago. It didn't happen tonight. I was going to say, that'd be awesome if, like, they're right now waiting for police, and they're like, I'll check out. I'll text the show. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst tonight. Max Temkin, Claire Zuhlke in studio. We'll come back. We'll get their worsts, and we'll continue. Stay with us.
What's going down, y'all? Come the worst, my peoples come first. You know the deal.
It's the worst here on the download. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can text, you can call. We're playing for pizza tonight. Max Temkin and Claire Zuhlke in studio. Claire's got funny haha tomorrow night.
Yes.
What's the start time on that?
Technically 6:30. We usually start around 6:45 because nobody ever remembers how bad Friday traffic
is. It's the mall. You got to get the mall going. All the people, they get the drink. They want to, you know, it's a CNBC crowd.
Yes, exactly.
It's hard to wrangle them.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've been there.
Then I get up and I tap on the mic, and then everyone falls in line. It all comes together.
Claire is hosting Funny Haha tomorrow at the Hideout, 6:30. Max Temkin, the man behind Cards Against Humanity. What do you got going on? What do you want to promote?
Well, I got a good plug. So today we got pretty upset about the senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson. So he's
saying no to the he's cease and desisting at his own town hall.
That's right. Yeah. So he will not do a town hall. He won't go talk to people about the Affordable Care Act, and his voters and constituents want to hear from him. And he sent a cease and desist to them, telling them to stop asking for a town hall, which is effing crazy. That's literally your whole job, is to represent these people and listen to them. That's all you have to do. And he did the most opposite.
Yeah, it's surreal.
Yeah. So we got pretty mad about that. And we made this website. You can go to johnsonpotato.com, and for $5, you can have a potato mailed to his office that says, do a town hall. And we have thousands of potatoes that have already been sent.
Are these leftover potatoes from your Super Bowl ad?
That's how it started. So we'll be, over the next couple of weeks, we'll just be sending thousands and thousands of potatoes to his office. And it's awesome, because they're going to have to deal with them or they're going to go bad. Like,
you have to handle it. Yeah. He's going to have to hire. The problem is that he'll have to hire staff, which will be paid for by the taxpayers.
Yeah, honestly, what is going on in this country right now? Like, it's crazy. These people, like, just do your, at a minimum, could you just grow up and listen to people yell at you?
I feel like there needs to be a countrywide training seminar on conflict resolution, right? Like trust falls and all that kind of stuff has to happen when we do it.
I don't even care if this guy resolves a conflict. Just show up and let people yell at you. That's your job. What's going to happen? They're going to stand there and be mad. Just take it like a man.
All right. The worst, 312-981-7200. The worst? Potatoes being sent to Ron Johnson. All right, let's go to Kurt. Kurt, what's the worst, Kurt?
Liverwurst. That's the worst.
Good, there we go. I love it. Thank you, Kurt. That's good.
I don't know.
You don't like it? Don't like the wordplay?
I do like the wordplay. The wordplay is the best, but it's the best of the worst.
The best of the worst. Yeah. Right. Claire, what do you got for another worst? Give us another worst.
Big chicken breasts.
Big chicken breasts?
Like, real meaty chicken breasts that Ina Garten says you have to cook. You'll cook it for 30 minutes in the oven, you get it out, and it's real pink inside still. It's kind of like looking at you. It's got a vein in it. No thanks.
No thanks.
No.
Big chicken breasts. Mm-hmm. The worst. Max, you got another one?
I do. You know, there was a last year, there was a ballot initiative in the city of Chicago for people to vote on whether they wanted publicly financed elections in this city. And the thing passed by 70%. And you know what happened after that? Nothing. Nothing happened. And you know why? Capitalism. We can never get the money out of politics. It's the worst. Never get out. There's nothing. How much more loud of a signal can you have than the people voting on the issue to get money out of politics and have publicly financed elections by 70% in this city, and nothing happened? Not a bill, not a vote, nothing.
I feel like I need to give you an honorary pizza. Like, I feel like if there's a leftover pizza, Max is getting it tonight for the...
But I said chicken breast.
But you did say chicken breast. 708 says, when you get into bed and you're instantly comfortable, then you have to go to the bathroom. And when you get back to bed, you can't get comfortable for an hour.
Yeah. Or when you are having, like, the really good dream, when, like, you know, the person from your life from before is about to tell you how sorry they are and how great you turned out, and then you have to go to the bathroom, and then it's gone when you get back to bed.
The worst for me, any sleeping-relating stuff, is when you end up drinking, and I'm not saying like hardcore, a couple of vodka tonics maybe, and then like at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, you wake up and you're just like, like I need to drink water.
Yeah.
Like that's the worst. Like it's just, it's not even hangover. It's just as I get older, I feel like I just dread drinking on a Friday night, and then because it's Saturday at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm have to get up and like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's
when
so
I start
hot in here.
Yeah.
I need some water. I need to, like, you're just, oh,
and you're
on.
Just up. And you're like, yeah. I guess I'm going to be up now for, like, you know, 5 more hours before everyone else gets up. I guess I'll do something.
Yeah, 847, the worst is when you're waiting in line at a grocery store with one item, and the person in front of you has a full grocery cart, and they won't let you go in front. People need to learn common courtesy, says 847.
Yeah, I agree, but I feel like you have to examine what you did to deserve that.
Right.
I feel like there's some karma coming around. Like maybe you didn't let someone like you know get
you
in front
it's
of you.
Karma.
Yeah, I think we all have to
listen. Let me be honest. That's an 847 number. That is the bourgeois, my friend. Those people, they have it good. They have that karma coming to them. You're complicit in the oppression of the working people.
that's right. The working people.
If you've got that 847 area code.
I'm an 847.
Yeah, but you got the yeah.
I got but you know what? I'm an 847-312. So
you're right
you
on
know,
the line,
yeah,
right?
Down yeah, down below. Anyway.
All right, so let's keep going here. The worst 708 says when you schedule an MRI in an open MRI machine, but then you get to the hospital and you find out they have no open MRI machines. To top it off, while you're not claustrophobic, you've had many nightmares of being buried alive. And the MRI brings those back to mind.
Yeah.
That got serious.
That is the worst.
That's probably a little too serious for the MRI nurse who's like, next.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just like, I get this.
There's a lot of death and dismemberment tonight.
Yeah. You know, one person will call it out at the beginning, and then it's like you get a nice trend going. People are like, oh, I've got death and dismemberment.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to talk about that. Mm-hmm. 847 says, hey, I'm 847. I'm always letting people go in front of me with one item. There you go.
It's probably a 60202, 847.
Yeah, that could be. The worst, 847 says, the worst balloon artists and their humor. It's very specific. Is there a type of balloon artist humor?
I don't know. I think they have to be very patient usually because they're dealing with children, but I don't know. I'm not paying attention when.
Yeah, I can't claim to know a lot about this, but if I was a balloon artist, I'd have a lot of poodle jokes ready to go.
Yeah, right.
Like, I feel like you'd have
pirate jokes maybe. Like
you'd have them in the can. Yeah.
It's a lot of like maybe like deflate jokes, pop jokes, things like that.
Deflate gate.
It's probably, yeah. There's a lot of deflate gate jokes. I guess I'm Tom Brady.
That is bad. It is bad humor. I hate their humor too.
You want a dog? 815, the worst is when you offer to help someone move and you show up and they're not prepared.
Yeah.
Oh, that is the worst. There's nothing. That might be the best one all night. That flashed me back to times I've helped friends and I walk in. I'm like, what? Why is there? Where's a box? You don't have a box in here. No, it's not a lot. We just put it in the back of the car. Are you crazy? Oh, man.
Have
I
you
gotta
ever
unplug stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had this happen where someone's moving or they're like going to pick up a piece of furniture and you sort of offer, you're like, oh, hey, you like need any help moving or anything? And they're like, no, I got it. And you're like, oh, thank God. Like, it's nothing is like no drug is as good as that feeling when someone actually doesn't need your help.
When someone doesn't need your help, like,
or the other one is I'll be like, we were supposed to do the Wednesday show and we got bumped because our crazy president was rambling for too long and there was like rain or something, and it was the greatest feeling in the world. You would get sent the email at like an hour before and you're like, we gotta bump you, and I was like, oh, this is amazing. I can just stay home and play video games.
Yeah.
That moment of all responsibility being wiped away.
Oh, it's the greatest feeling in the world.
I know it.
And then you emailed me today and you're like, can you do this show? And I was like, yeah, I guess.
Oh, jeez. I brought you right back to that. I went to that caustic place.
Yeah.
815 says, this is to the person who was the backs in. So it's much safer pulling out forward rather than backing out of a parking space. So
that's
they're like,
true.
They're arguing.
Yeah, well, but still.
630 agrees with Max. The socioeconomic policies of the bourgeoisie dogs. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, man.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
773 says Pulp Fiction on PBS. Nothing worse than hearing Samuel L. Jackson saying Mother Flipper 50 times. It's on PBS? Pulp Fiction's on PBS? I feel like that. Something tells me that just, oh, I got a good one. And you're like, is it PBS? TBS would make sense.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So there's a lot here. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. What we'll do here is we'll take our last break, and then we'll come back. We'll read what I still got a ton here to read. And then we will pick the top three that will be getting Lou Malnati's pizza. 312-981-7200. You can still get in. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all.
All right, we're playing the worst here on the download. 312-981-7200, the phone number. All right, we still got some ones to get through here. And Max Temkin, Claire Zulke in studio. 224 says, the worst is working in retail for over 30 years. I hate to shop now, and salespeople who overdo the stuff they are trying to say to customers, they're told to say to customers.
Mm.
So, like, do you have a card? Do you have a member's card with us? Oh, do you want to sign up for one? It only takes 20 seconds.
Or go through like the whole process. Can I show you, if you're a lady, like the cosmetics section, someone wants to show you like the way you can match, like mix and match perfumes, because you otherwise would never think to put two things together. And, you know, they have like,
I went to a perfume store not too long ago, Valentine's Day, to get my wife, and I went with my son because she had picked it out saying, this is what we want. We go in there, it's packed, right? And so we get up there, and my son is smart. He had called out how much it was when we were there, so I had the number. It was $22, right? So we go up to the counter, and it rings up, and the price the end of the day is $27. But right before I look at that, she goes, are you a rewards member card? You know, and I'm like, no, man, no. I just want to buy this. She's like, well, you know, you can special detail. I'm like, I'm never going to be in here again. And then I saw the price down there, and I'm like, and I turned to my son, and it's very in the passive aggressive, sarcastic ass that I am. And I go, you see, if you don't sign up for the stuff, you get $5 more. See, they rip you off. Like I was saying, an earshot of the cashier or to make her feel bad, right? And she goes, no, that you don't get any money. It's just blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, so you got the wrong price on here? And so there was a huge line. I felt bad about it, but I like slowed everything down to a crawl to be like price check for a $2 difference. And I won. I took the manager back over there and I'm like, take a look there. I'm just saying.
I bet Julie loved that story more than she loved the perfume.
I don't think I ever told her.
I don't want to keep beating a dead horse, but you know why this happens?
Because people back out of their parking spots.
Yeah. That's what I was going to go with.
That's what you're going to say.
Bad MRI machines.
All right. The worst is when you're waiting for the check from the insurance company, from the guy who rear-ended you and totaled your car, but you get notices from the collections agencies demanding payment for medical bills. There's always going to be one that's like the real worst.
Yeah, that's yeah, it. Exactly. You get
that there, was very specific.
That is very, you get very specific. There's been times on the worst, and God bless everybody who calls in, but there's some people who call and be like, the worst is cancer, I have it. And you're like, you win, you got it.
Here's a pizza.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that's kind of, you're right, nailed it. You nailed it. That is the worst, but not as entertaining as some of the others.
No, right. Not like the guy wearing the flip-flops walking down the grocery store aisle. Right. That guy was pretty good.
708 says, the worst is when people hit their brakes and then put on their turn signal. Hello, it's turn signal, then brakes, people. I was trying to follow their all caps yelling. When you grab a slice of pizza and all the cheese slides off.
Yeah.
That is a good one. That's true.
Yeah.
That's one that I... then this person says, I saw Slapshot on TBS the other night. Okay, well.
You know what's the worst? I went to McDonald's for breakfast on Tuesday because it was Fat Tuesday and I wanted a reason to get McDonald's breakfast. And not the case with breakfast because I know what I want. But like You ever go to a fast food restaurant and you're kind of anticipating that there'll be a long line so you can figure out what you want, but there isn't?
Oh.
And you get there and you look like an idiot who's never been to a fast food restaurant. And you're like, can I have a burger? Can I just And you know, and then all of a sudden the line form behind you right immediately.
We have been conditioned to look up at that menu and take our time for as long as we think we're in line.
Yeah.
So when you get to that front and there's absolutely nothing, I get confused.
Yeah. That's how I ended up with a concrete mixer at Culver's the other week, and that was not what I wanted, but I panicked and I ended up with one.
It's 262, the worst, having the realization that you have to work at your current job longer than you've been alive. Man.
Capitalism, man, there's no escape.
There it is.
You're in it.
You may have found your following.
You can't even have a perspective to get out of capitalism. It's everything.
678 says, when you have 70,000 in student loans, 2 degrees, and still work stocking groceries at Walmart. See, Max, you're getting your followers. Thank you.
Rise up, people. Take to the streets. Create the barricades.
708 says, the worst is those who use their bright lights in fog, rain, or snow.
Hmm.
You could probably make that into a capitalism thing. Yeah. Maybe.
I got nothing.
All right. We're wrapping up here. We're very close to the end here, and we think we've got our winners. I'm going to go through. Claire, you got any more? The worst you want to spend before the night is out?
When you want to fall asleep in front of a TV show, but you realize that your favorite falling asleep TV shows, you've watched too much and you got nothing, and you're just like, well, I guess I'm going to either read a book or just close my eyes and wait for sleep to come. And that's it. Those are your only choices.
I have a hard time with sleep. I am... Unfortunately, I've always been one of these sleepers who I'm out, right? Perfect. And this shift I'm seeing a year and a half into it, I'm starting to see the trouble with sleep. Like, I'm having sleep issues now where I used to be able to go right to sleep. Now I'm like tossing and turning at 2 o'clock.
Well, you're all wired up.
I know, but still at the same time. Someone told me to get an app. That's like meditation.
Oh.
It's like a sleep app that you put on and they like count numbers or something and then you fall asleep.
There's a sleep, there's like a breathing trick you can try, but I've tried it. It makes you feel like you're dying, basically. So
this is kind of like sleep.
One form of sleep in a way.
It's one eternal sleep.
Right.
You know what's the worst is how capitalism reduces all of your choices to like a false dichotomy. So it's like you can pick. It's like, well, you can have this wonderful system. You can have any drink you want. You can pick Coke or Pepsi. Which one do you want?
Right.
It's a false choice. And then it's like, oh, well, you could always have water. But even your choice to drink water is in the context of not drinking the brand.
I would say that your capitalism, I think any from here on out, any TED Talk should be shoved into the worst.
Are the worst, though. All TED Talks.
No, the worst is when someone sends you a TED Talk and tells you to listen to it.
This has really changed my life. Yeah. I didn't know anything about this extremely complex topic that people spend their whole lives mastering, but I did hear this 6-minute talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should really listen to it.
It's a little off mic, and it was, the camera was a little to the side, but yeah, I got what they were getting at. Really good placement of the lav mic. 630, the worst is when people open candy wrappers in the middle of a movie. Yeah, I've never had, my wife gets super annoyed at movie theater obnoxious or annoyances. I have never been fazed.
Yeah, I feel worse going with my husband because he will get so uptight about it. The person doesn't bother me. I get worried that he's going to get upset. And so, yeah, I just go by myself now because I can handle it and he can't handle humanity, basically.
When I went to see Star Wars The Force Awakens, that was a big movie premiere event.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was about halfway through the movie, this guy gets up very prominently in the front of the theater, walks down the aisle, and is during a big, cool battle scene. And I was thinking to myself, well, that sucks for that guy because he's going to miss the Star Wars movie. He came out at midnight to see it. And he walks over to the side of the theater, like right where you go out, where it's that little lit alcove, and there's the trash cans, leans over the trash can, starts violently vomiting.
Oh,
the whole theater, 200 people sitting there watching, just making eye contact with him while he is loudly, obviously vomiting. and does not take his eyes off the screen, and then stands up, wipes his mouth off,
and sits right back down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's yeah. There's something about that that's just the worst.
Star Wars, man, you gotta see it.
He realizes he's gonna be there tomorrow, right? that's a good one. All right, 312-981-7200. I think we're set. So we're right at the end of the show here. I've got two Lou Malnati gift certificates. Do you want to read this, Max?
Oh, I would love to.
I know that last time you were here, you got to read.
I love doing the ad reads. Two sentences. Okay. The download, 7 p.m. / 11 p.m. prize list.
No, read the Lou Malnati's prize.
Got it. A Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Uh-huh. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Actually, I 100% this is Max now, not the ad. I 100% endorse that message. It really is the best pizza in Chicago. Find one of their 40 plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnatis.com.
Nice work. All right, get that back.
Thank you.
Strong, man. You're like a regular Bill Curtis.
Wow, that's a big compliment.
You're a very socio-political Bill Curtis.
Thank you.
Max Temkin.
You a little buttercrusted Lou Malnati's?
Yeah, I think you could, right?
That's
the thing, right?
That's good stuff.
That's their thing.
Yeah.
All right, so we got the two winners. Before we do that, Max Temkin, Cards Against Humanity. You can check out, what's the site, Ron? Johnson Potato?
It is johnsonpotato.com. $5, send a potato to Senator Ron Johnson and tell that coward to hold a... Would he just let people yell at him and hold a town hall? It's not going to hurt him.
I sent a potato over the commercial break, so it's as easy as that.
Yeah. All right, and Claire Zolke, she is hosting Funny Ha Ha tomorrow.
Yes.
At the Hideout, 6:30 start.
Yeah, it's a literary reading, but it's all funny stories. It's like stand-up for people who can't memorize stuff. It's like improv for people who don't like to make things up. It'll be great readings, performances, film. You'll be up by 8 p.m. Time to go get dinner, go home, and go to bed at a normal hour.
I love it. I love that the promo includes that you can get home and go to bed at a reasonable hour.
You know it's important.
Yeah, you know we're growing old. But you're like, the sell on this show is you could be in your house by 9.
Yeah, just 90 minutes of babysitting work.
All right, here we go. The top two tonight that we're giving away, 815. The worst is when you offer to help someone move and you show up and they're not even prepared.
Yeah.
And I picked that one only because I have personal experiences with that where I'm unplugging VCRs. It just takes me right back to like 1994 being like, really, dude? Like you didn't even get like your paperwork out of your desk? Nothing. 815. And first place tonight, 815. The worst, the white crayon. That's it.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be any other explanation, right?
No, I think
the runner-up, and we did, and if we had an extra pizza, we would give a runner. I think it was Gregory. The runner-up was softcore pornography.
He doesn't get a pizza?
No, I only had two to give away.
Oh, I feel like we should send him a pizza.
All right, we'll send him a pizza.
I'll send him a pizza.
So okay, well Max will send you a potato or a pizza, something.
Yeah,
something of that nature. Guys, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Justin.
Thanks for having us. This was fun.